This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hi, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. Amy Mitchell-Cook, the chair and associate professor from the Department of History at UWF, and we're talking about the historical significance of the timber industry on the Gulf Coast.
Yes, it's huge, starting really with Reconstruction. So after the Civil War, a lot of northern entrepreneurs, industrialists are going to come down, or they came down to the Pensacola area, and the southern yellow pine became huge. Northern forests had been forested for centuries, and they're starting to run low.
Okay.
And then here are these virgin timber forests down here. And southern yellow pine can be used for just about anything. And so they begin to ship it all over the world, and the Port of Pensacola takes off.
Wow.
If you look at the census records, you start to see all this timber industry, lumber industry, shipping. All the ports starts to expand around that.
Incredible.
And so you see stevedores who are loading the timber into these ships. They just explode. You see the numbers explode.
So as that happens way back then, and we sort of get known for that, is that the sort of thing that, I mean, it started the port, but does that just carry on? Like, is that today still something? Or because now obviously the world is so different and everything's so much more accessible, is that not the case necessarily anymore?
Not so much anymore. It tends to die down around the turn of the century. A lot of the forests had been deforested, and it takes a while for trees to grow, and the new industries come in. But it takes place at the same time as like the brick industry, the fishing industry sort of all take off after the Civil War. So you see a really interesting period in Pensacola in that time period.
And as that's happening and this development is happening sort of all over the country and the world and you know, these yellow pines, is that right? Are, you know, a big part of that. So does that put our roots, if you will, no pun intended, sort of all over the place, at least back then, right?
Yes, definitely. And it actually goes back even earlier to live oaks. The live oak preserve that we have, that was created in the early 19th century because live oak is super hard, super durable, and so they wanted that for shipbuilding. And so in the early 19th century, they made a reserve for shipping. And so the Spanish, the French, the British, the Americans are all coming to this area for timber.
Dr. Amy Mitchell-Cook, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.